is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Them one pies and me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kiss a lips up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the top, born again, them
the Thursday, May 25th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Thursday. One step closer to the weekend. And boy, let me tell you, Mr. Producer, this is starting to be a good weekend because guess why? Monday's a holiday, right? And then next Friday is a holiday. Three-day work week next week. You know what that means? Keep the cooler full from Friday to Friday. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. Then refill it. Hope you had a good day so far. You're going to try to make that work, run that school, run nothing but fun, entertain you as you get home, and have some great conversation. Obviously, you know, I got your trivia lined up because I like to have you in a good place when we start the race. We can have a good, you know, conversation all the way through. You know how to chime in. Here in New Providence, 323-6232-54316. 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day. All right, here's your trivia. Let's get that out of the way. Then we're going to jump into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. This is a good one right here. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, okay? 50 men, 50 women, okay? All pizza lovers. Out of those 100 Bahamians surveyed, 50 men, 50 women, the low percentage, so you follow me now, you got to think about this one, 5% or 5 out of 100 said they dip their pizza in this. And it's a condiment. So think about it. You know, the side portions that come along with food. All right? 5% of these Bahamian pizza lovers said they dip their pizza in this while they eat it. Yeah. You all think about it and get at me. I see the answer and I'm like, bah! And that's the only hint I'm going to give you. You know how to chime in. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in, okay? All right. Now, here's the deal. The answer for yesterday was take off their shoes. Women take off their shoes at work twice as many times as men. So if the office smell like toe jam, guess what? It's the women's fault, not the men. Boy, whoever said soda, boy, y'all on a strange vibe. Strange vibe. Strange vibe. Strange vibe. And all y'all answers are wrong. Everybody who chimed in so far, you know, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Naughty, I'm so upset because I'm a woman who takes my shoes off at work. Well, take them off, but just make sure you ain't got no toe jam. That's all. You still good? Carry on. Who said they did the pizza and chocolate? You musty from Freeport. Let's put mayonnaise on Kong's Island. Dear Jesus. Let me check out the text. All right. While y'all work on that, I'm going to work on this. Let's get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? Pickle juice is absolutely gross, and you need Jesus for even typing that. Pickle juice? Jesus. Here's what's basing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And, of course, this is the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Anti-violence bill tabled in House seeks to address gender-based and other violent acts. Remember, the phone lines are open today, so chime in on all of these things. All right? Boom. Stop the presses, Mr. Producer. I think we may have a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yes. Yes. Who just texted me hot sauce is the winner. Y'all, my brothers and sisters, my Bahamian brothers and sisters, we all can't go nowhere without hot sauce. I even hear some of y'all in the Anglican and Catholic faith just put hot sauce on communion. That's what I've been hearing. That's what I heard. I ain't saying it's the case, but that's what I heard. But yeah, send me that information. All right? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. The person who just texted me. We know the Lakers are gone. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I wish LeBron would be gone. All right? Who just texted me hot sauce? You're my winner. So let's continue with the headlines. Anti-violence bill tabled in House seeks to address gender-based other violent acts. The Protection Against Violence Bill for the Protection and Support of Victims of Violence. The bill seeks to create a national strategy to prevent and respond to the occurrence of violence and to protect victims of violence, begin a system of information gathering to generate reliable statistics in instances where domestic violence results in death, and allow the country to become compliant with regional and international human rights treaties the Bahamas is a part of. The bill defines violence as an act, sexual torture, trafficking in a person, kidnapping, online harassment, or financial abuse that occurs within a domestic relationship or is perpetuated by any person in the workplace or elsewhere. Minister of Social Services, O.B. Wilstrom, who tabled the bill, said the debate will begin in July following extensive consultation with the public. Mr. Wilstrom, please take into consideration the views of the public on all levels and all cross-sections of the public that will chime in on this. Please do not let this go the route of other things and other bills, okay? All right. And remember, chime in. Let me know how you feel on all of this. Let me check the text lines. As a matter of fact, they seem to be lighting up right now. Ah, Lord. Y'all need to stop. Whoever's dipped their pizza in hot sauce need one-way trip to Sandlands. All right, Dexter. Stop. Enough. Coroner's jury deems death of man killed by police homicide by manslaughter. A coroner's jury has deemed the death of Azario Major, who was shot and killed by police in 2021, as homicide by manslaughter. The director of public prosecutions will decide whether to act on the jury's non-binding verdict. And this is a well-publicized case. Many questions arose from everything that's been circulating online and in the media. People still scratching their head over this. And the community would like to see exactly, you know, what transpired. So, yeah, we need to see this play out fully. So we do need the Director of Public Prosecutions to continue with this case if obviously a coroner's jury has deemed as homicide by manslaughter, then regardless of who's involved and what uniform they wear, they need to be held accountable by the law, like every other citizen would be. And even more so if they were in a capacity of law enforcement. You can't have the bad apples spoil the entire bunch of good, hard-working officers out there. PM, real property tax efforts started under previous government. It did. I remember that. I mean, they talk about real property tax and life at key send that letter back to minister. That was it. But Strachman is gone. Don't talk about that no more. So let's not talk about who started it, Mr. Davis. Let's talk about who's going to finish it and collect the real property tax from everybody, from the penthouse to the outhouse. Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday shot down an attempt once again by former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis to portray his administration as greedy tax collectors, noting that Minnis' claim that the government has raised real property taxes is incorrect and pointing out that the real property tax modernization project was started under the former administration. He speaks about real property tax being raised, said Davis, in the House of Assembly. If the truth be told, it was the exercise started by them where they had properties revalued. So if your property was on the books valued at 100 grand or 100,000, they revalued it at 200,000. Did anybody fact check the PM on these statistics to make sure it is correct? Because I don't want him to misspeak again or be misspoken. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Call me back, impatient. Texas says, PM can move it, not increase it. But do something with it. Let's start collecting so that we, you know, the Bahamian people benefit. Let it go in our coffers. Let it go in the Treasury where it needs to be. Or the wealth fund or wherever they put it. But we do, I mean, that's a way to ensure that we get money every year. Pay your property tax. That's a tax that I think is a fair tax, a property tax. And it should be based on the value of your property. So if you're in these swanky gated communities, you pay for the value of your property and it comes on down. This should not be on the backs of the poor or the middle class. This should be on all and sundry. Some retailers resume selling diesel, though government refuses to budge. And this is going to get nasty, people, because at the end of the day, we're going to be on the pump getting drilled. Okay? Any which way. It's going to be an issue. And we are going to feel it at the pumps at some point. I don't see why this. I feel the plight of the retailers, the petroleum retailers. I understand the position of the government, and I understand the position of Joe Public. And we here with bated breath, scared crapless, because we don't know what's coming at the pumps. And if you look at the gas at the pumps, caller, I see you. We're coming to you right now. Rubis, $5.95. SO, $5.74. Shell, $5.74. Still mucho dinero for some petrol. That's all I'm saying. You asked me for a ride these days. Now you damn skippy. You better have gas money. Let's go to the phone. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello. Miss Naughty, right?
Yes, sir.
Naughty.
What's going on?
There's an evil force that is placed in this land trying to set us crazy, you know.
And I think that we've contributed to that evil force by re-electing them every 5 years. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
Well, no matter who we re-elect or elect, they could be the same people from the hood right where we live. Because the other fellas could then move out of the hood and then move to San Susie, Vinton, Old Fort May, Life and Hills, or Cable Beach or something. They got to move out the hood. They can be gone.
It's all good now. We out the hood now.
It could be a new crew of us who can promise that they can protect us, that we can put there. I believe the House of Assembly is haunted. Whoever go in there become ghosts and forget us.
Apparitions, eh?
Whatever. But they don't seem to be behemoths no more when they go there. Now, you know me, I'm an outspoken person, right?
You, Sparky? No, you're not outspoken.
I speak openly. I'm not openly gay. I'm openly smoking. But, Naughty, listen to this. Now, listen
Jesus
to this scenario.
God.
Today alone, the feeling came over to me to let some of the things on my mind out. And I just spoke to Mr. Lang a little while ago about the situation of me getting a low-cost house with the mortgage corporation, right?
Uh-huh.
And 2 years ago, I went to the mortgage corporation to check on the balance of my mortgage. The balance, they told me, within 2 years, that I should be able to finish paying off with my pension from Patelco goes directly to the mortgage, right? I don't see that pension. It goes there. I live off the National Insurance pension thing. Now, 2 weeks ago, I went back to the mortgage corporation to find out the balance on the house again. I figured it went down. Naughty, they told me it went up.
What?
I say, what you mean? 2 years ago, you told me I had $40,000 left for the house. Within 2 years, I should be finished paying on it. Now you tell me it's $19,000 balance. I say, it got from 40 to 19.
So how that crazy math... Get out of on there.
Naughty, listen to this. They say, Sparky, do you realize that over the last 2 years, your life insurance gone up and the insurance on your house gone up, so your mortgage gone up? Because, you know, they pay all of that in the agreement on paying off with my pension. Naughty, now listen to this now. You can't blame the government, them 38 people down Main Street. But just a minute ago, before your show came on, my phone rang. Guess who had it was, Naughty?
I don't know. Tell me. Because you know everybody. You know a lot of people.
Just called me and say, Sparky, this so-and-so, I need to call you. I said, what? You need... They say, you're behind in your payments. I say, no. My pension just go there every month. He say, no, your pension still come in there. But the insurance going up again. Can you please come in Thursday next week and re-sign your mortgage again?
Wow.
I said, well, man, I can't ever finish paying for the house. They say, maybe your children are finished paying for now. But, Naughty, these are supposed to be low-cost housing.
Wow.
That I can't finish paying for, Naughty. At 72, ain't nobody can hire me no more. The cost of my national insurance ain't gonna go up that high anymore. So I could just be packing, paying off this mortgage, and I could be dying dead soon. Because I done 72, go and spend my life a couple more years. Because most people my age done gone. People 50 and 60 dying now. But you see what I'm saying, Naughty? When it comes to frustration, that everything going up except people's salary, you can hardly buy corned beef and rice anymore, and toothpaste, and gas, and diesel. But everything going up, and when we elect people in the House of Assembly to go there for 5 years, within 1 year, they moving out to Life and Hills, putting up million-dollar homes, and we pay them to go there for 5 years, and they get so rich after the first year. And we hear most of them getting marched to court for this and that and the next. And like you say, we keep electing the same people over and over, and they keep getting rich.
Boy, Sparky, so maybe the problem is us and not them. They got conked, they go work conked and beat conked to pieces. That's how that go. Always appreciate your call, Sparky. Mr. Producer, let's get to that first break. We wrapped up the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. If you got those handicapped parking violators, fire them pictures over, fire them texts over. We're going to light them up on the side of the break. And, of course, we're going to talk the cleanliness of New Providence. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that. And I got multiple questions to ask. Why are we so dirty? You need to be a whole heck of a lot cleaner. What's really going on? Who's tidying up? Who's got the contracts to clean up? Who's got the contract to make us look clean and pristine? Because it ain't happening. And the world is watching. We'll pick that up on The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Slide into the global warming, which is heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. And get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, getting you ready for the news. All right, that's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, May 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level for sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Thursday, May 25th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the bars. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget John's Naha Small Home Appliances and Cookware available for you as well. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and over there on the flagship store at Rosetta today. All right, both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, my brother?
What's going on? What you buzzing on today, bro?
Hey, listen. Sparky said he can't hold the 38 down by house for his mortgage going up, right? Let me ask you a question. Stock 2 was super bad on house insurance, life insurance, and medical insurance. Was in this group?
The ironies, my brother, the ironies.
Because I've been paying house insurance for years, and house insurance, they just put back on these things. Medical insurance, all of them, you know, medical. All of them, but just going on all of them. I know if you've been noticing how much of these voice notes being going out from these PLP generals.
Boy, in the chat groups? Boy, Brittany Harris got them for dead. Brittany Harris slaughtering them to pieces.
I mean, this dude just was on LinkedIn.
And then, out of all them voice notes, all you hear now is multiple voice notes. The PLP Camelot is crumbling, my brother. They can't hide that no more. There's about three or four factions in there with some infighting out of this world.
Well, listen, you know where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Boy, contracts is a serious thing. That's all I can say.
You know, the thing about it, I don't feel sorry for them at all. Here's why. Because if things were things with them, you would never hear from them. Only now, because they probably ain't getting butter no more, they might. But if things were things, they'd still be in Goosey and the people.
Yep.
So I don't feel sorry for them. You know what I mean? They know what's going on. So don't come talking now because you ain't getting what you was getting or what you're supposed to get. Because if things were things, we'd never hear from you.
But it also paints the picture of what a thankless and dirty game politics is.
Yeah.
Because you have loyal supporters who've been there for years who've been displaced by Johnny-come-latelys and by folks from various other parties. So obviously, you know, this is definitely a new day kind of scenario because a lot of things are going counterclockwise to the contrary of how things normally run. But when I hear some of them veteran, longtime PLP supporters, stalwarts, freaking themselves out on voice notes, there is trouble in the land, my brother. The honeymoon is definitely over.
But they ain't like they disguising their voice or they making these anonymous voice notes. But these people calling names and they saying who are his.
And I'll be honest with you.
Also too, right?
Uh-huh.
And if why none of these people ain't get locked up? Because they ain't saying allegedly. Why ain't none of these people get locked up?
Exactly.
Or none of that.
That's why I said certain individuals are laying them to waste in these chat groups because they're calling information, they're saying certain things, but no allegedly. So obviously that leaves you the grounds to lock people up for slander. And obviously, you know, there's smoke, there's fire. And if you do lock people up for slander or libel, you know, now you got to talk. You got to prove yourself. You got to prove that you aren't what they say you are. You know what I mean?
It ain't hard to prove because they got the voice notes. This gal putting on videos and she calling people names.
Yeah. Life. Now, hold on, though. You got a couple on there. With some of them videos, you gotta do your fact checking and consider why they disgruntled.
Yeah, we know why they're disgruntled because they ain't get what they're supposed to get or their money stopped.
No, if you let your family members swing you at what you're supposed to get, don't make the video rowing. Go make the video and row your family members.
Yeah, and me personally, right? I have no issues with the party supporting their supporters. If you've been out there and you've been on the ground waiting for your party to win, I have no problem them turning you a blind.
Right.
But at the same time, you got to put people in the right place, man. You just can't put a butcher.
I said a long time with this administration, Mr. Davis will probably hold a good position as the head. He'll always make sure the head look good. But from the neck down, the body gonna let him down. And the body is just crumbling, man.
And at the end of the day, I don't care how much Brave travel and play oblivious to what's going on. Bro, he know exactly what's going on.
I got you.
He knows what's going on. Because people been complaining for a long time.
More things change, the more they stay the same, brother. I'll hear from you tomorrow, man. Be safe.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Let's get to the other lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Let's go to the next one, Grammy. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, man?
Everything's cool. Naughty, tell me something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see they shift them the carnival place workers from the back of Rawson Square today, right?
I kind of missed that, brother man, because my hands was full. You know my hands being full.
But they got moved out today. You got the petroleum retailers up in arms. You had the Pharmaceutical Association.
Correct.
Get their stuff straight. You're seeing the breadbasket items, tobacco going on, and then that expired and whatnot. Are you seeing more and more that people are ready for like a movement instead of waiting on an election to change things? Are you seeing that more and more people are becoming disenfranchised? And
I see a lot of disgruntled Bahamians. I see a lot of disenfranchised Bahamians. I also see a void that needs to be filled, and I think there should be another march, and there should be another, you know, a rally, peaceful, you know what I mean? But obviously, yeah. I think it's going to take more agitation by persons such as yourself, myself, and others to bring people back to that pool, because they've been poisoned by that well, because they've seen how that worked out with disingenuous individuals using it for an opportunity and a stepping stone to benefit themselves personally, you know, yeah. and go contrary yeah. to what they said they would stand up for. So I'm not into to suspect senators and pizza warriors anymore. I want Bahamians who are ready to bleed for the cause, lay down the blood, yeah. sweat, and tears, and yeah. be resilient and continue to make noise and continue to agitate and do it yeah. because they want to do it for country first.
That's right. And do it for all the right reasons. So I agree. You got them crazy ballheads and sellouts and fools and whatnot, and they got ulterior motives. And yeah, sure enough, he's going to take a seat in the Senate. But we ain't worrying about
and
that.
And that's all they did. Sit there and collect dust. Do nothing.
Yeah. For the Bahamian people. So running on false premise as opposed to running on principles and a foundation that, yeah, they killed the Why Would We March, right? But a movement. People that are willing, as you say, to take a stand and stand up and say, man, are we really going to keep going through this and every 5 years flipping between one or the next? Or actually take control of retailers, the straw market.
But hold on a second there, Toby. Let me just stick a pin in off for 1 second. What you're about to probably lead to is something that I've been talking about for a while. Heard it first mentioned by John Boswick a couple of years ago. And you know, John's got some great ideas.
Yeah.
Get in blocks, just like you say, petroleum dealers, all in a block. Croupiers, all in a block.
Right.
Charter boat captains, all in a block. Entertainers, all in a block. Nurses, all in a block. Doctors, all in a block. So now you have representation with a block, meaning we have 5,000 nurses strong. You want us to vote for you? You need to come correct on all these issues and know that we will hold you accountable. So it's no more dollar whining when people come up and promise, you know, the sky.
Yeah.
They realize they're
yeah.
dealing with blocks of people that are serious now about how the country is going to be run and where it needs to be. So it's
right.
no longer, you know, the how should I say it, the sophomoric way of campaigning. You have to come correct now. You got to put on your big boy pants and you got to be mature.
Yeah.
And you got to live up to the commitments that you give to these blocks on the election trail.
So do you rather than waiting for election trail, do you see that movement is gaining momentum now where people are just getting fed up? Or
the fed up movement is real. The fed-up movement is live.
Yeah.
Now you got to harness the energy of the fed-up, pissed-off movement and make it happen, turn it into an effective machine.
Amen. I leave it with that, my brother. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate
thanks.
You right back as always, man. Good talk
yes,
soon.
Sir. Respect. Yeah,
yeah, I need to talk to you next week, though, because I got some questions regarding the labor, Mr. Farkas, and some statements he made and about businesses don't dictate to them, but yet I see cruise ship workers displacing Bahamians every week on private islands.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, if the manager of somewhere like Coco Key is saying that 30% of their workforce is foreign and comes streaming off the ship, black Bahamians or a majority of Bahamians serving food and drinks to their passengers that are coming to our country, where our Bahamian name for the key isn't even as good enough.
And wouldn't
them.
That seem that they'd be dictating to the powers that be as to what they want for this thing to work, this would be needed, and this was going to happen, or it ain't going to happen?
Well, I mean, shouldn't the Department of Labor take the stance of my conversation with Mr. Farquharson was that he told me that anyone that comes off the ship to work should be in possession of a valid work permit.
And I highly doubt that all those workers coming off work ship or off the ship to work on these private islands are in possession of said work permit.
Well, the next week, last weekend, the Department of Labor, instead of taking that action, they hosted RCL for a job fair. So I'm a bit mixed up. I don't know what is fact from fiction anymore. I could only go by what people like the director tell me.
Well,
so.
Let's do some homework over the weekend and we'll chop it up next week. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, man.
All respect. Right. Be
Thanks,
safe, man.
Mate.
Take
yeah,
care.
Man. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's check the phone lines real. I mean, let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty, no matter. Sorry. Naughty, which PRP people disgruntled? They should be used to get in swing. If election was held today, who would win, Naughty? It doesn't matter, though. Whoever wins, the citizens will still lose. Naughty, the PRP and FNM are the same type of party, same type of political generals and contract lackeys. Boy, I like that word, contract lackeys. I like that one. Naughty, Freeport is really clean. Nassau has issues with keeping it clean. Yeah, stop rubbing it in, Freeport. I wasn't referring to y'all. I was referring to the video circulating around about New Providence, which I'll get to in a second. I know y'all are clean. I bragged about your cleanliness before, okay, Freeport? And you're good at basketball, too, with Hugh Campbell, all right? Jesus, y'all, boy, y'all like to rub it in by Freeport. And I hear it, too, because my wife from Freeport, so I can get slapped in the back of my neck when I get on there. Which was on the radio talking bad about Freeport. And what? Yes, we are cleaner. Anyway, keep it moving. As is Sparky going to tell the same story about his mortgage in his life? He was on Chivago line with the same story, and so long. I know Sparky long time. But I understand your point. We can tell Sparky to, you know, spice it up a little bit. He didn't have no problem yesterday when Sparky was all provocative with his talks, though. Oh, Lord, y'all was liking that. Naughty, every day out there, a retiree who got a house which is almost paid for, complain about the cost of living. Like he got everyday people stress who's raising a family, you know? Naughty, certain insurance goes up with age because the older you are, the higher your mortality rate is. But he needs to ask for a printout of his payments because that sounds ridiculous. I've never heard of increasing mortgage payments. Did he have a loan against the mortgage or something? Well, Sparky could call us and tell us tomorrow. He could text us the answer to that. Let me check out some other these texts. All right. On to the cleanliness. I got a clip that's gone viral. And I have to find out if this is from the Ministry of Works or if this is from parks and beaches. But first of all, who got the contracts for cleaning up the verges? The sidewalks, the roundabouts. Man, Saunders Beach don't need work. Cable Beach don't need work. All the way down, coming up from the airport, the verges all full of weeds. Who are we paying to do this work? And how much vetting went into hiring said company? Now, without a proper procurement act and proper Freedom of Information Act, we will never know. But it's our dime going out the window. And if that's not bad enough, you have videos like this right here going viral from downtown New Providence. And it's like yesterday or today. And I know we got the brand new cruise port opening up, but play that clip for me, please.
So you are from?
Switzerland.
You're from Switzerland?
Yeah.
And I understand that Switzerland is a nice place.
It's a very nice place, and it's very clean.
Well, what about the Bahamas?
It's not so clean.
Wow. Okay, so I think we need some work to do.
You need to work.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Okay, thank you
very
much. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Now, here's my point. I don't have the problem with the said cab driver interviewing tourists. I don't. I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get perspective from people around the world to let the administration of the day know we need to clean up, we need to improve. This is what the world is saying about us. This is where we need to go. However, I suggest the said cab driver, since your videos are going viral and your content is shared, why don't you get the tourists to say something positive about New Providence in addition to that? Oh, we had an awesome time with this experience, or we had a great time at the Bahama or the Atlantis, or I enjoyed the new container port, I mean the new cruise port. However, on this side, it needs some work because it's a little dirty. We come from, come on. You just can't continue to throw the Bahamas under the bus globally to get your political point across. At some point, you need to highlight the good and not just the bad. And I'm not taking anything away from what you do. I like your work. I commend your work. I have shared your work. All right? I'm just saying, since it's gaining power, and take it from somebody who's been viral on multiple occasions, hey, add that little bit of positivity in there. So when it goes to the world, there's still something good to talk about the Bahamas. But I get your point. We need to clean up. We need to be more cleanliness. And if we got a brand new cruise port opening, then we need to take care of what is now I call Old Bay Street. And again, I'll say this again, take a page from Las Vegas. When they added a new strip, the Fremont Strip became the old strip, but they've enhanced that. And you could have some awesome experiences on that Fremont Street strip. And we can do the same with Bay Street. And it don't have to sleep. It could run 24 hours and give the tourists the attractions that will enhance them and encourage them to come off the ships while in port and go beyond just the cruise port and go beyond with just the cruise directors tell them to go. Anyway, I letting out industry secrets. Let me stay quiet. Let me check the text real quick. Naughty Sparky does not have any loan against his home. They mad at me because I speak of my life openly and they hide themselves in a tiny little crap hole. And let them know this is Sparky texting him. And on that, we'll go to the break. But somebody let me know, since we don't have this procurement act, who got the contracts to clean up the budget? They look horrible. You got to do better. And we got to stop giving out these contracts to unqualified family, love homies, and cronies. Let's start getting some quality young people involved or companies involved that are actually going to take it serious and get the job done. It looks shabby. All right? And you know how that old saying go, know better, do better. We'll pick it up on the flip side of the break as we wrap up the first hour. All right, on the flip side of the break, right after this commercial break, as the Thursday, May 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer. Make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at
Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Look what he just texted me. Oh my goodness. Watch out! Mobile devices are killing pedestrians, as there have been nearly 6,000 deaths and over 11,000 injuries as a result of texting and walking. Don't make your next text your last breath. Brought to you by UB Radio in conjunction with Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm a hip-hop-a-calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone cock a spag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
The Thursday, May 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right now, 5:10 p.m. is the time. You are not in your company right up until 6. I got Pearly zoomed in. Yeah, we got Pearly zoomed in. I know he's chiming in short
Rachel.
Order. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
What's going on, Pearly?
It's the air fryer day, but other than that, I'm good, man.
I got a bag of wings at home. What you saying?
Drop them by, man.
No, I'll let you. All right, good.
When's it? Special barbecue sauce.
Okay, yeah, I went to barbecue because I went to honey glaze. I know you're a master at the honey glaze and honey garlic, but no, I'm honey garlic out, buddy.
I've got the honey glaze. I've got honey garlic. I got a nice barbecue with a bit of a rum taste to it.
Well, Pearly, you got to get it right. Let's look at it. We about to roll into June in short order. All right, we got one more week in May, then we into June. You know what July is.
Yes.
By August, you need to have the preseason taste test because come September, buddy, it's on
actually,
a popping.
I've been looking at some horse day offs. I've been looking at some horse day offs, some orders.
Oh, yeah, some horse d'oeuvres?
Yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres?
And some bite-sized stuff, some bacon stuff, some sauce, some nice stuff. I think it come up a couple of good things.
Them hors d'oeuvres are important, boy. You don't know. Listen,
especially for the Dallas Miami game,
But listen, speaking of the Dallas Miami game, right? MJ say she give me the blessing that for that game, seeing how it's Christmas Eve, me and you could go, but I gotta be home by Christmas morning or Christmas midday.
See, that's it. That's the only concern I have. If we can get a
hey. Just let me tell you. Let me tell you. I happen to have a friend who's a pilot.
Wait, I jinxy bad. I won't come back Bahamas there or JetBlue or something. I ain't catching no rides. I hear too many horror stories to ride catches on holiday.
You could have said this off here, okay? You didn't have to go there on there and just totally. I mean, come on, man. Jesus.
Listen, I just not when it comes to them kind of things.
What about a boat?
A nice, as long as there's a 60 or 60.
We got to figure this out, man, because the league really screwed us on this one. No, you hear what I said?
I'm going to check the flights. There's, I think, American Airlines have an early flight.
Listen, all we got to do is get on that. Once we got a little 5 o'clock joint, man, I don't care what it on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a certain hookup, so I can make sure we get there good. All we got to do, we got to pay one rich price to get on, we'll do that. I don't care.
I can check it out. I can check it out actually this week.
And then, see, that gives us the excuse to go straight through because the game's at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you can go down.
It's not even an early game. If it was an early game, we could have been back. But since it's a 4 o'clock game, that means you got to watch the game.
1 o'clock game, we could have come back on the last flight.
Right, and then that means we got to stay up so we don't miss that early morning flight. So we got to go to Hard Rock afterwards, 7 up.
Man, I get into the strip joint. You could go to Hard Rock.
Well, you go to strip joint, I go into the poker table. That's how I roll.
Oh, okay, we could do that too then.
But you go to that establishment that you was talking about. You go ahead and do that. I ain't going there.
Wait, listen.
But
my significant other take a look at me this time. I don't think I can be going there.
No, you ain't be going there. Let me teach you poker real quick, man. We stay at the poker tables in Hard Rock. They just give you free cocktails and food, man.
Yeah, that could work. That could work as I've been in.
And then we can sit there and pretend like one day before we die, we would be able to do this in our own country.
Yes.
Yeah, but we got to get that Dolphin game in. I can't tell you where to lie.
I just realized we playing each other this week. The Yankees and the Dodgers playing next week.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, that's a good little series. It's good little stuff.
Then, I think it's that game in L.A. Urias will be back for the Tuesday game.
Listen, I'm not worried about any of that right now, Purdy. I'm just reveling in the fact that I look up now, and today, the Yankees are 30-21 in third place.
Okay.
And still doing that thing. Should have won that game last night, though.
We lost, y'all blew it up. I mean,
yeah,
seven runs in 8.
We were up.
That's them said. No, given the diarrhea.
Full diarrhea, yeah, with a watery. It was runny. It was nasty.
It was terrible. I was like, dude, what's going on?
Now, Purdy, you have your own contingent. You know, Texas chairman and Naughty. I will go with Purdy on that trip so I could go to him with the strip club and you could go to Hard Rock to the poker tables. Purdy must go to the strip club. Two or three texts and say, I with Purdy. This one says they would chaperone you at the strip club so they could go. And I could go to Hard Rock and play poker.
That's a deal.
Purdy, you've got your own little cult following emanating off this show. I want you to believe that, you know. Some middle-aged and crazies love you, boy.
That's my people, man, my peeps. You know, you'll be surprised. Every day people tell me, family members, you know, hey, Uncle Frank, they let me know they listening. Hey, Uncle Michael, I know they tell me they listening and enjoying the show. So you know, sometimes you got to give a little shout out to them.
No, I mean, and I appreciate really.
And my good friend May, she listens as well.
Well, let me tell you, man, I've been doing this thing for a minute, man. So, you know, I know what it's like to be number one in the morning for years.
And I guess coming in a couple seconds.
And now in the afternoon, it was a little different. There was a lot of trepidation when we came over. Will they like sports? Will they like? And it's really taken off. You know how it's done, yeah. The format and everything.
A lot of people like tell me they like listening to it. They like that. And some people don't know nothing but sports. Actually, you know,
they just like to hear me and you go at it and fight it with Mystery Dolphin. But like I say, when I travel far and wide, you know what it is when you're in the business. Wait a minute, I know that voice. That's Naughty. And I say, if you know the voice, you listen, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much, because it's taking off, and I appreciate all the listeners, all the sponsors. In fact, we got a caller now. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello?
They ain't pressed the right button.
Well, they just impatient and hung up now, because we didn't come fast enough. Hello? Talking Heads.
That's too easy. I can leave that
right there. Yeah, we can leave that right there. But, what are we going to talk about? The Yankees, like I said, though, they should have been back. They should have not let that game go last night, Purdy.
Yeah.
That would have been a great opportunity.
It was up, 5-1 or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And the seventh inning, and then come back and just...
And here's the ticket. We win that game. We go to 31-20. It drops the Orioles to 32-28. Mm-hmm. And now we're only, five and a half out and only, two and a half behind them. But two behind them.
And credit, the Orioles got a nice little young team.
I noticed that last night. I noticed that when I glanced it for a little bit.
They got a nice team. They can battle for a while, but I think by August, you'll separate the men from the boys, champions and contenders.
You know, when Stat Boy put me to the side, he said, Dad, Yankee to Yankee, probably that may be right. I heard the show, and Baltimore's a lot better than you think.
They are a lot better than you think. They are.
And I saw it last night. I was like, okay, Baltimore's quietly been making some improvements. Let's go back to the phone line, see if we got this caller this time. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Sparky on Sports Now.
Oh, Jesus. You really trying to get me robbing these taxes, boy, Sparky. Today you pushing it.
I like the format how you split it up the sports on the second half.
Because they give you two chances. No, that's why you like it.
Yeah, but, when it comes to sports, I admire the sports show also. Now, the thing is with me, I don't have that memory that you guys have with all the names of the sportsmen, the teams, all the stats and so forth. Now, But I'm always was a sports fan too. But I know some friends of mine like Kai McMark, see them, and Jeff Williamson. Them, they could remember these guys' names from when they was in primary school.
Yeah,
when they
Jeff is a real good one.
This is with Jeff, particularly Jeff. Talking dodgeball.
You know, all like how you guys remember all the stats every year, what they did last year when they got traded, all that kind of stuff that you all guys good at rowing and standing up. But like me, I don't change teams. Like people go with whoever's the new champion, then they become a member of that team next year.
Yeah.
You know,
it's called them sports bobbits.
When I grew up, I was always a Celtic fan. From Bill Russell
Sorry
to
John
Howell, check them. I was always a San Francisco Giants fan in baseball. I was always football changed because I was a Johnny United fan with Baltimore Colts. Then I became a Steeler fan. Since then, I still am a San Francisco Giants fan, a Boston Celtic fan, and a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Now, when it came down to Boston Celtic the other day, I don't even remember the names of the fellas on the team these days. But we were down 3-0. We came back the other night and we won 1. But I don't believe that Boston is going to pull out a 4 straight. I don't know if they're going to get down to the 7th game, but I have a feeling they might clip energy in Boston. That home court advantage has helped teams a lot.
They in Boston tonight. They're in Boston tonight.
And they got to get it.
They can't catch it up on Fireflix. But I admire how you guys is really getting to them good, I call them dynamic arguments. They're calling all these names. You all know everyone getting paid. You all must know these people's bedroom business and everything.
Well, we are the sports, but you are the junk. Well, Sparky, we are the sports, but you are the junk in politics, man. You know everybody's business in politics and sport and junk, and we know it in sports. That's how that go. And we always appreciate you chiming in, Sparky.
I'm from a kid, my dad was a big sports fan, big sports fanatic. I love sports all my life, and I would much rather watch ESPN than watch ABC or NBC. I would much rather watch a game than watch a movie.
Why do you think people look at me like I'm crazy? Like, you never watched Friends? You never followed Friends? Like, no. I never watched none of them. That was sports. Only that I would watch was Sundays when you had, like, Sopranos, Game of Thrones, stuff like that. Yeah, I lock it into one of them on a Sunday after Jokers. Outside of that, buddy, sports I don't need to watch none of them sitcoms.
My TV stays all night on ESPN. So when I get up, the first thing I'm watching is SportsCenter. Then I may flip over to Yahoo Sports. And I got Yahoo's Bleacher Report.
Like I tell my wife, I don't want to watch basketball wives. I watching their husbands play right now. That's who I interested in, not them.
I
want to see if our husband can get 15 and 10 tonight and cover my parlay for me. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I ain't interested in watching their wife. I don't fool other people, right? So I ain't interested in watching the fellas play.
We got another quarter. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Garden Radio 96.9 FM.
That hockey game was really good yesterday.
What's happening, my brother?
The mystery man himself.
There goes the neighborhood. No
mystery. I go into the game with you guys, and me and Naughty can hang out after. We ain't going to no strip club.
We go to the poker tables. That's what I'm talking about. 2-5. 1-2. No limit.
That's right, buddy. Put the guys together. Let's go and enjoy ourselves a good 24 hour, whatever.
We got to do. We got to do like a 24 hour road trip. No sleep to Brooklyn. We leave. We stay up. We go straight through and get back home for Christmas safe and sound.
That's right.
Then we go to dinner and then try to make it to John Canoe. Miss John Canoe. My God, that'll be a day.
Put it together. Watch Dallas drop when 34 on Miami and shut you all up. That'll be beautiful.
I have to hold you up, buddy. All them touchdowns and them boys that running past
Listen. I am 3-0 in Dallas Cowboy Miami Dolphin games. Okay, I am 3-0.
You're gonna be 3-1. You're gonna be 3-1 after this year.
I got the videos by Horace for that Bahamas Air crew and that Ministry of Tourism crew trying to drown them. Oh, I caught them out of the game. That wasn't pretty.
You could write this down. Jalen Ramsey can pick Doc once.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could write this down. Trayvon Diggs and old boy who we just got from the Colts, they're going to pick him off one each. How about that?
That ain't happen. They get burned.
Gilmore can get one, and Diggs going to get one. And Sedarius.
They can get burned one each.
Hold on.
They can get burned. That third round pick we pick up, 18? Oh, my goodness.
I just got to tell you one thing. Sidarian DeLeon Lamb. Get to know that name. Sidarian DeLeon Lamb, better known as CD.
And what about DD?
He's going to have 2 touchdowns on you that day. Because in this new offense, we run. And I can tell you now, in the new offense that McCarthy is going to install, guess who the role of Devontae Adams is going to be played by? Sidarian DeLeon Lamb, baby.
And your point?
He can kill pass this year.
I hope you don't cry too much after that game, Naughty.
Listen, all y'all could be upset because all your track meet, all your fasting, got a pull hamstring, all the Dolphins, gearbox and piston could be in the road. Y'all was telling me all this stuff last year, who was going to finish with a better record on it, and I still stand and I still smiling.
That's last year.
That's last year, that's right.
And guess what? As long as y'all got two at quarterback, I love my chances. I love it.
No, you don't love your chances. You don't want two as our quarterback. Don't try that.
Listen.
I only want two as your quarterback.
Don't
talk about playing the game because two numbers were better. Don't let's go there. What? He was hurt.
And so was Dak. Y'all forget he missed 5 weeks with a hand injury. What are you talking about? So Tua could be hurt. Hold on. Tua could be hurt, but Dak can't be hurt?
He only missed 5 weeks.
He can throw that key interception for us.
The Micah completely shows the league how to completely concuss Tua. So when he bites him and he don't get up and y'all got to cart him off with that concussion.
Please. Don't try that.
Micah eats little powder puffs like Armstead for breakfast.
That's week 9 or 10.
No.
Week 9 or 10. He can have the most frustrating game of the season in that game.
Listen, we come, and Micah comes from the best division in football, the toughest division in football, the NFC East, okay? And he shreds, shreds way better linemen in Washington, way better linemen in New York, way better linemen in Philadelphia. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed it is. And Micah will not have one, not two, but 3 sacks against y'all. And he can concuss to her, and I'm calling it now. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Log. Write it down, Mr. Producer.
And write down Micah got the most frustrating game of the season when he come to Miami.
And when we flying back on that plane, you could be like, shut up, Naughty. I hate it when you write. I hate it when you write. Just shut up. I hate it when you write.
You need to trust Pearly more.
No, I can have that plane for my own, right? I take over the PA system, and I talking crap to you all the whole way home. Y'all can be well entertained. Well entertained.
You just talk this talk every and any like avid or a naive sports fan or a novice football follower will really believe, don't think you really, really know that you know what you're talking. You have this talk every year. And where Dallas just go?
Okay, but Pearly. Pearly, I go the same place.
Don't try to talk nothing back on me because I never have this talk like this.
Pearly.
I never be this
Pearly,
talk
what are y'all talking about? Y'all sign a street free agent and it's Super Bowl. Every Christ minute, y'all going to the Super Bowl. But let me ask you a question.
We're talking what Naughty says and what Pearly says.
Well, that's talking.
Pearly don't
hold on.
Talk in no Super Bowl. You
all right,
pull
stop.
Up to say that.
All right, well, the last time Naughty and Pearly, Dolphins, Cowboys, Pearly is the novice. No, stop. We said, and I said, the Cowboys would finish with a better record. You said no.
I ain't disputing none of that.
The last time Naughty and Pearly talked, Naughty was right.
You can try that all you want. That's not the issue. The issue is Dallas is going nowhere every year. It ain't matter what Dallas do to Miami because Miami ain't nowhere.
But Pearly,
so let's leave that there.
Y'all haven't done.
Pearly. You was talk every year and make Dallas sound like the Super Bowl team, and they don't go there. That's what we talk about. Anyway, but what they do against Miami. But if you want to use that to get out of the
but
argument,
Pearly, No, I can use that. I can use the audacity, you Dolphin fans. Y'all ain't done a Christ Jesus thing since 72. Y'all ain't done nothing.
No.
Let me finish. I let you talk. I let you talk. What you mean? You can tell me every year I talk about the Cowboys. And they disappoint.
That's what we're talking about.
And
you talking about the Cowboys.
And I say, the last time me and you talked about the Cowboys, I was right. You say, put that on the side. I say, fine. I put that on the side. You cannot
tell. That's not the issue.
No, the issue now, let me finish, is the fact that you Dolphin fans have the unmitigated gall to actually talk about, you talk every year about y'all have been doing it since 72 and ain't done nothing. Nada. Zero.
See, that's
zilch.
That's a weak
period.
Argument.
No, it's not. It's the truth.
Hold on.
It's the truth.
May be the truth, but it's not the argument.
Well, Pearly, I only use the weak ones with you because I don't have to use the hard ones. When you get to that level, then I'll break up that game.
We were talking. Let me get my word in now. We were talking about the Dallas Cowboys. You said Dallas can be this great team. Dallas can be blah, blah, blah. And I said you was making it sound like Dallas is a great team every year. And you was making it sound like Dallas can win the Super Bowl every year and nothing happens. Your argument is, but you Dolphins, that's like telling me if I run you, tell me go with my pink.
He's saying, spare me your hypocrisy. You're no one to talk. You do the same thing.
Just a talk show. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. We're talking about Dallas. LeBron say something.
No, you just brought it up. He come off the tip of your tongue like a bronsexual, not me.
I meant to get you right.
I think you're a closet bronsexual anyway, but that's okay.
You know better than that.
Now, back to my point. Since we're talking Dallas, is that the
only
same?
All right. No other team.
Is that
Dallas.
The same Dallas Cowboy team that finished with a better record than the Miami Dolphins, like I told you they would last?
Yes, that's the same thing we're talking about.
Okay.
That's the same thing we're talking about. Now, what's your argument?
I'm not. I was right then, and I'll be right now. That's all I'm trying to say. So let it play out.
Oh, you're so weak when it comes to that. But that's all right. We'll go with that.
Fine, no problem. Last year, but who got to come bring their weak Miami Dolphins behind and put on that Cowboy jersey?
You just being the regular politician. You're asking me how you can do the economy, why we got so much crime. We can talk about the body.
And you being like the dumb voter, keep listening to it and re-electing me. No, so why change
that's
it?
I'm correcting you and tell you I'm not the dumb voter. Because I would fall for that, and I would ride with that if I was the dumb voter.
Well, you are the dumb voter because you've been a Dolphin fan all your life.
You don't flip it.
So are you a dumb voter? Are you crazy? One out of the two. Because when you keep doing the same things with the same results, you're crazy.
I bet you your callers would agree with me on this one.
What?
You're deflecting.
How am I deflecting? Earl, how am I deflecting?
Let me tell you how we're deflecting. The conversation was Dallas this, Dallas that, Dallas that. Earl said, Naughty, you make Dallas sound like they're the greatest team every year and they don't ever make it to the Super Bowl.
That was based on the heels of me saying Michael Parsons is going to have three sacks on Armstead when we play y'all and we could beat y'all.
But that's what you do when you deflect and you run on with Miami and what they play in Miami. We ain't talking about Miami. Miami even put them in the conversation.
Hold on. You're the one who jumped up and said, you talk about Dallas every year and they let you down. Fine, I do. I never ran from that.
That was all we're talking about. Now we can move on to something else then.
Your Dolphin caucus ain't nobody to judge me. And my callers and Texas kind of agree with me.
Earl Pearly Thompson is be honest about the Dolphins every year. I don't assume we get in the Super Bowl to pick up somebody.
I with you, Pearly crazy. And I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm crazy too. See there? Even your own kind calling you out on it.
Naughty, and I can show you three people right here, right now, agreeing with me. So we can always find people who can agree with us.
I'm sure you just skip over some of the Texas. I could probably tell you the four dudes from Chippenham right there who agree in the same Dolphin losers.
Nope, they ain't from Chippenham.
Well, then.
Actually, one is from out of the area.
Huh?
Naughty, all I'm saying is, we weren't talking about that, but that's your deflection. That's fine.
And you say somebody else was a what?
That's your deflection. That's fine, Naughty. If you won't go that route, that's fine.
No, my deflection was daddy. Before you get upset,
let's talk about the Miami Boston game tonight.
No, we ain't talking Miami Dolphins. We talking about your hypocritical Dolphin fans. That's
the argument you have out there, and that's the only argument you could get.
No.
That's the only argument you can put it. Your hypocritical Dolphin early. First of all, you can never show any listener. I say the Dolphins going to the Super Bowl in the last 10 years. Not once.
Pearly, we got tapes here.
So you can't call me a hypocrite.
Pearly, you can't call me a hypocrite because I never be like that.
Mr.
Producer, use a Dolphin. If we have not Pearly on record saying Dolphins going to the Super Bowl?
Never.
The man done say, look at him. He got about four tapes. He got four tapes on you.
Like you sent me yesterday. You still ain't sent me them six links.
No, I sent you one and you ain't never answered it back. I sent you one with the video of him walking off, not shaking hands.
Listen to me. Okay, you said fine. Six links.
All right.
Six.
Well, then maybe respond to the
fifth. Under the top 10. Not in the top 10. You say six links. Send me who's out of five.
Stop.
Nah, number two.
No, stop.
Hold on. The producer can play right now where I say that.
You got to let him go in the archives, Pearly.
Tell him find it and tomorrow's show.
And we'll play
first thing we
and
do
that's no
is
problem.
This and Pearly. I won the four of them times when I ever say that.
But also, Pearly, when I send you a link, I'm a busy dude. If I send you one and you can't respond, I ain't going to send you the rest because that proves that you ain't interested.
Sure, sure. I was waiting on the six. I said, let me get the six. I said, let me get the six. And then I would respond to the six. I get one. I said, we're out of five. I'm waiting. Now I get a chance.
No, you said not now. You
ain't
said on no text.
You said six.
Yeah, but hold on. You didn't even respond. Your response now to me today?
I didn't respond. I said one more time because you listen to Andrew's people. Let me say it slower.
Right, and I know some people are y'all
go. I was waiting on six.
Y'all don't like to deal with authority. I think y'all run things till y'all meet to St. Andrew's checks on, and then y'all got to know what time it is. You haven't responded to me from yesterday until now. Pre-show saying, I zooming in.
Lordy.
I know you said,
I can say this one more time. Because I think you understand English language. I have six links I can send you. Yes, you sent me one link. I did not respond to one link because I was waiting on the other five.
Okay.
I've yet to receive the other five. That's my point.
Hold on. Now it's at 5:22 yesterday. The next time I heard from you is 5:07 today. No response.
But Naughty, I did not respond because you ain't send me the six. I still ain't get it yet. 24 hours later, I still ain't get the six.
That's why I didn't respond
to one.
Why you didn't respond?
I was waiting on six, not one. Six.
And Purdy, every time I hit you, you respond. I got the screenshot, so don't lie about today.
I can say you told me you were sending me six.
I know your daughter.
One don't count.
One is an opinion.
Six makes it a trend.
So I can send you the six, all right? So you can have that.
Send me the six, and then I will respond. You could screenshot the response. Get the six. What are you responding to this one for? Yeah, I saw this one.
But
you said five. All kind of people.
But did you not see the video? I'm shaking hands.
See the one video. Yeah, but see,
right,
that one.
Say,
send me that five to make it. Show me
video,
that other media houses are talking about it.
Okay, but hold on. You know what they say about a picture? And a video, it paints 1,000 words. I don't need to send a resume.
Well, you good now. You're really good. You're good, you know. You're really one of the best in the world.
You all trained me well. That's why when they come back and kick you all in your bungee, you don't like it. But you all created the monster.
You're really good now. And you're still ain't better than the teacher. Never.
Please. I give you your Mr. Miyagi credit. I always do. I always do.
You are one of my top. You show me that you're probably my top student. I'm very impressed.
Just remember, I got some Anakin Skywalker to me, too. If you talk too much dolphin foolishness and Dodger foolishness, lightsaber might kind of come out, and I got to Obi-Wan you.
That's fine. But if you Anakin Skywalker, I thought he turned out to be Darth Vader.
Exactly.
And I thought Darth Vader the one who can't do right there. But anyway.
No. He did a lot of doing it and then got done in the end and came back 360. But it is.
One thing I got to, he never say to me, Luke, I am your father.
No, you would never be this good looking, so I'll never tell you that.
Miami Heat get beat tonight.
I really don't care. I'm kind of just...
I got to do this because Mystery Love Company, I want Mystery sitting next to me and doing the championships.
Now,
I want Mystery watch Denver and Boston play. Sit next to me.
Speaking of the Lakers, I got a little bone to pick with you. Well, not even a bone.
Okay.
We just got to smooth something out.
Okay.
You're technically right, but you're technically wrong. The most that the Lakers could straight up sign personally Austin Reeves to is 4 years, $54 million. Due to the fact that he's a restricted free agent and we retain his rights, the loophole and the silver lining is if another team comes along and offers him a $90 million deal, we have rights to match it.
Yeah, but let's talk about that. You really think a second-year player is worth $45 million a year?
Now, Pearly, hold on. That is a conversation we have to have. Because when you look at Austin Reeves, Mr. Producer, what's going on with my headphones? They're going like totally low.
Yeah, but Austin Reeves had one good year.
No, Pearly.
We have plenty of NBA players who had a good year and they ain't do crap the next year.
Stop, Pearly. I know you're trying to do this for objectivity, but you don't have to. You and I both know Austin Reeves is a big part of that Laker team. Not just from what he does on the court, locker room, chemistry, all of that.
I see. This is the way I look at it.
And we already learned a hard lesson from losing Caruso. Let it not happen again.
Yeah, but Caruso ain't been crap since he left.
Yeah, but Caruso was one of them guys that fit our system, will be a stud in our system and crap everywhere else. And crap everywhere else. No, he fits Ham's system. He plays defense, bro. He'll fit Ham's system in a heartbeat. I ain't got no problem.
No, I didn't say Ham. I see the fix. Anyway, I agree. All I'm saying is...
No, but no, what I'm saying about Caruso.
I think he's a great player, but I think if you go pay him $45 million, you lose out on getting someone some more help. That's all I'm saying.
I'm thinking, though, honestly, I'm thinking Pelinka and his agent will work something out. They'll get a team-friendly deal, go in there.
Or I would hope so, because I ain't paying you no $40 million. Uh-uh. Nah.
No, but on another note there, Pearly, now, I know you're taking that road, like I said, but come on. Reeves is worth it. Reeves is a young talent. Look at him in the league.
Based on this season, yes. But how I know what he can do next? If he give me a good season, if I can get him on a 2-year contract,
He's at upper trajectory and all the time.
Then bust it wide open after that.
He's at
upper. But what, he's 23? So right. He'll be 27 when he finishes this contract. And he can get a nice 4-year one, take him into 31.
The thing is with Reeves, I think he's one of them. You know, and I'm not saying this to play the race car, but he's one of them white boy ballers that got that little bird element to him. You know what I mean? He's not put off by the moment. He's not afraid of the stage, and he plays.
And I think it was bird. I think he's more like Danny Ainge to me.
Oh, no.
Bird's hard-nosed ball player. Can take it to the hole, can try layup, can try taking a short jump shot, get in the tree.
No,
that's Danny Ainge.
No, I think of more Dan Marley, man, from the Suns.
Okay.
Slasher,
right.
Shooter,
okay.
Driver,
okay.
Rebounder, defender. To me,
okay.
I'll go old school for you now. He's another Bobby Jones, but Bobby Jones was for the Sixers teams that was so great for so many years. Defense shooter.
No. Bobby Jones couldn't even jump. Bobby Jones couldn't dunk, jump. He couldn't jump off the ground.
No.
Thank God he was taller than dunk.
Hold on, but Bobby Jones. Hold on.
I can't get Bobby Jones.
Pretty.
No, I rather Dan Marley, a smaller Dan
no,
Marley.
No, no.
I like the Danny Ainge.
No, man, you got to go back and you got to give credit where credit is due. But Bobby Jones was a big part of that Sixer team, bro.
Mullen.
No, sir, not even close to Mullen. Can't even carry Mullen's jock.
Well, if he ain't close, no, I didn't say he was that good. I said the type player.
No.
You keep missing your thing. I didn't say they're that good.
No. Not even like Mullen, though. I'm not even saying that. Mullen was, no, man. If you're looking like.
Well, if you say not like Mullen, how you can say like Bobby Jones? Bobby Jones used to take a tiptoe jump shot.
No,
so was Molasses.
No. You're missing my point with the Bobby Jones reference. He was that guy that did a little bit of everything in the box score every night. That's what I mean about Bobby Jones and the comparison to Austin Reeves. That's what I'm talking about.
Wasn't that Donnie?
Donnie was more of a three-point shooter and a little douchebag that used to get knocked out for thinking he was too big for his britches. Tree Rollins, Sedale, yeah. Right under the rim. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Ain't scared to rub it. Ain't scared to get contact driving to the hole. Ain't scared of none of that. Die for the ball, play defense.
Hold on. Ainge was fearless, but his game was the three ball, and then when you fall for the up fake, he'd ride to the rim in the fast break. I think Austin Reeves is a better rebounder and passer than Danny Ainge.
Probably, yeah. Probably so, but still that type mentality.
Now you got me buzzing as to which white boy he compares the most to. Wow. A little bit of Vinny Del Negro as well, too. Remember Vinny Del Negro? Yeah, North Carolina State and the Spurs.
What about a little Dennis Johnson?
Lord bless the dead. I saw a picture of him and Gus Williams from the 76ers, from the Supersonics Championship years ago. Dennis Johnson was dead skinny, bro. When he passed away, I don't know how he ballooned to the size he did. Great coach after he retired as well. Dennis Johnson could be in that conversation as far as the defense and the scoring like Austin Reeves. Heck yeah. That is a good comparison. That's a very good comparison. Also, you could look at it. He got a little Ginobili to him. Came off the bench. Could produce in that role.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Ginobili, yeah.
He got some Ginobili to him, too.
Antonio Spur.
All right, let me.
Yeah, he was from Argentina, right?
Yeah. Let me look at this question. Naughty, do you think the Lakers should target Brooke Lopez from the Bucks? Well, they had Brooke Lopez a couple of years ago. He's a perfect fit. And they let him walk in free agency. No, when I say perfect fit, he's the perfect center. He's the perfect center to allow AD to be AD on the side of him. That's what I'm talking about. He plays straight up center. He's going to get you 10 and 10 every night. He could shoot the three ball and stretch the defensive eight and let AD work on the clock.
I would prefer DeAndre Ayton, that the team probably been a Super Bowl, a championship.
Because he's younger.
And if he's fired up. Let me throw this at you.
But what about the attitude?
Let me throw this at you. Let me ask you this question. That same team we got, take D'Lo out and put Kyrie Irving in. Do you think they win?
I take what I tell you. You'll have to tell me because I wouldn't friggin' watch.
No, I wouldn't like it either. I'm just being talking to a basketball.
You would have to tell me. I wouldn't watch because guess what? To me, D'Lo is the younger player. There's not too much of a difference when he's
I'm
on
just
and
talking
he's cooking.
This year, just this year, this same season right here. If he was in place, of D'Lo would we have beat Denver?
No.
Okay.
No, not based on this season because we saw the ups and downs of Kyrie this season.
No, just talent wise. Just don't look at all the drama. Just the talent wise. If he's playing in this,
but to me, those two dudes got a similar game, and they're not too far off when they're both on. Very similar.
Okay.
Kyrie and D'Lo, similar games, but D'Lo didn't show up against Denver. He was a couldn't play.
Yeah.
When you got matchups that deem you can't play,
Vanderbilt.
When you get lineups that deem you as can't play, then you got to have other players that should be able to slide in there and fill them roles. That's why I thought Lonnie Walker should have got more burn because he could fill it up. Notice Hachimura against the Grizzlies, great rotational matchup, played a ton. Against the Warriors, not so much. Then against the Nuggets, very much so a good matchup play. And look at the points. I think Reeves and Hachimura are the two prime dudes we need to re-sign.
Yeah, but they're the two prime role players we need to re-sign. And I don't want us to put them in a level that we would put AD or put maybe a Damian Lillard or somebody like that. That's all I'm trying to
now,
say.
Now, if you're
that's
talking about getting a Damian Lillard in there, you got a Damian Lillard in there. There's life after basketball with LeBron, and there's a young guy that could still fill it up every night. I don't have a problem with that. If you go like a Lillard, you know? But they're looking at the Laker free agent.
What about Trae Young in replace the D'Lo?
Ah, but see, look, let me tell you who they were thinking about trading. They were thinking about trading AD and Reeves to the Hawks for Trae Young, the African center whose name I'm not even going to try to butcher, and then the Hunter kid, which was a good package of young stuff coming back for the Lakers, but I don't know. The top three agents that they say, the Bleacher Report said the Lakers should prefer number three, Kyrie Irving. Number two, this is a surprise, you, Fred VanVleet. We spoke about that earlier.
His name has been in some conversation.
You and I spoke about that, though, ahead of time. We was early on that, Pearly. Me and you spoke about that weeks ago.
Yeah, we were.
By the trade deadline, I thought that would have been a good pick.
I would love, listen, his type play, he doesn't look like any superstar player, but that brother will kill you on the court.
And here's the deal. Austin Reeves, number one. Putting Austin Reeves atop this list might seem a little jarring since he can't match VanVleet or Urban statistics or stature or tenure in the league. But L.A. doesn't control their situations, VanVleet and Irving, the way they do with Austin Reeves. And it all boils down to the fact that they can match that offer sheet that he signs with any other team. And the Lakers need to take advantage of that control. Reeves has proved that he can fill in an important role alongside LeBron James and Davis, and he's only 23.
But they talked to him last interview earlier this week. He said he wants to stay in L.A. L.A. is like home to him. So hopefully that he'll get, he'll think about that a little bit. I said, I'm only 23. I could get a bigger package later.
You can't knock 17, 5.5, and 2 after the break. Just five rebounds and 2 steals a game. Since All-Star break.
Yeah, no, he's been solid. He's been a solid player. He's been a pleasant non-drafted surprise. And I think he'll be a Laker next year. I'm pretty certain of that.
I'm hoping he stays, but like I say, those are the top three free agents that they say the Lakers are really looking at in addition to Trae Young. And D'Lo wants a 4-year $100 million deal before the trade. That's crazy. Let's get to the break.
That ain't gonna happen.
All right, on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap it up, right, Mr. Producer? All right, so let's get to this break, Pearly, and we'll wrap it up on the flip, all right?
All right.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue.
The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good
for you. People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting? Tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get ready, Bahamas. The Bahamas Football Association and the Ministry of Education proudly present Samuel P. Haven Jr. High School Soccer Nationals. May 19th to 27th, witness the best high school soccer action at the Roscoe A.L. Davies Soccer Fields. Featuring top senior girls and boys teams from across our islands in the first national soccer championship in 3 years. Catch the R.M. Billy Paces, St. Andrews Hurricanes, Patrick J. Bethel, Mighty Marlins, and many more as they compete for the ultimate prize. Don't miss this exciting event. Bring your friends and family to cheer on and support our talented young athletes, the future of Bahamian soccer. More info at BahamasFA.net. See you there.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, May 25th edition, wrapping it up right now. Pearly, it's been a good one, but we got our Rich Eisen taking us home today. Overreaction Thursday. Lots to talk about, including Belichick, bro. Yeah.
Oh, you mean cheating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he's also talking situations on Purdy in San Francisco, the quarterback situation, Belichick in New England, and Lamar Jackson back in Baltimore.
Looking good.
All right, so we'll do it again tomorrow, man. I think I got a remote tomorrow, man. You need to come on our remote with me. Let's chop it up, drink some coffee.
Where you at? Where? Don't get real.
I think East Street South, or maybe okay. or maybe Bernard Road, but I'll let you know. All right?
All right.
Appreciate you. I'll hit you with the rings later, man, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Everybody who chimed in, good stuff. Mr. Producer, thank you. We see you mañana. Rich Eisen taking us home.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Okay. What do you got over there, Chris? Hit it.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, good. Okay. Brock Purdy is going to start throwing next week.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
I still think Sam Darnold plays a lot, but if Brock Purdy, fully healthy week one.
Yes.
Top three NFC quarterback.
Oh, come on, man. And I understand Brady's gone and Rodgers is out and who's left. That is an oversimplification. Top three NFC quarterback, you got to go Hurts, Dak.
Do we have to go Dak?
Yeah, you do. You go Dak.
Come on.
That's still an overreaction.
Do we?
But it's still an overreaction. It's just 6 weeks. That's all we had. We had 6 weeks and it is merited healthy. And then we need to see what Lance looks like, and I do think he's going to get some time. No. It's a fascinating conversation. Overreaction to call him a top three quarterback in the NFC, and that's your way of denigrating the entire conference. I get it. Stafford's going to be healthy. Don't sleep on Geno again. He was a top three NFC quarterback last year, wouldn't you say?
Geno's going to, I mean, all due respect.
Oh.
He's going to repeat that last year? Come on.
Why not? Why not? They got Jackson Smith and Jigba, the best receiver in the class, according to many. And I saw him with my own two eyes, and he's ready to roll. Let's just pump the brakes on a top three. Overreaction. What
you
else you got?
Brock Purdy.
I know. Top three? What else you got? Justin Fields? Come on. Let's go.
Did you? We'll get to Fields in a second. Did you see the stuff coming out of New England?
What stuff? But they lost two OTAs?
Yeah, OTA violations.
Disorganized team canceled. Activities. DTAs.
Well, Rich, you know what that means? Hats OTA violations means they're back as AFC contenders.
Oh,
it means, you know what it means? It means Bill's looking for ways to skirt the rules and get really close to the line and kind of kick some dirt on the line and just do, you know, okay. do that New England
stuff.
Smoking,
bro. Give me something. Okay.
That means we're back.
I like thought it. He was all out like on it. Bill, though.
Oh, I know. Bill's on the hot seat.
Yeah, I thought Bill should retire and
Bill's
Christmas.
On the hot seat.
I'm very confused.
Meanwhile, when Albert Breer was in hour one talking about how Belichick was one of the four NFL head coaches backing the play of special teams coach, because you know he was a special teams coordinator himself back in the day. He was Mike Mayock's special teams coordinator when he was on the Giants. He gets in my ear and he goes, "Of course, Bill. Like, you don't think Bill's already figured out how to make the loopholes work on this new rule change?"
That's what I said.
Is that what I saw you talking
ear.
To him?
Yeah, he gets in my ear. He goes, "Of course, Bill does. Okay, you don't think he's already figured this thing out?"
Shouldn't he be retiring? I thought that's what you.
What
wanted.
Else? Keep moving. Keep moving.
Hey,
nothing
was,
to see here.
I was looking at some fantasy projections already for this coming season.
Why not?
Right. Our good friend Matthew Berry. I was looking at his stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple of big guys making moves over other guys. Tony Pollard's going to have a better season than Derrick Henry.
Oh, I would say that's in the realm. That's in the realm.
He's got Pollard over Henry this year.
I think that is in the realm. You know how I feel about Tony Pollard. I've been pounding his table for number 20 in the Dallas Cowboys for quite some time.
One fan,
I'm like, this guy's a home run hitter. Oh, yeah. And he's the only guy there now. And you're going to use him. Here we go. Yes, sir.
More than Derrick Henry?
I would say that's not, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think that that is absolute. That's not an overreaction whatsoever.
Wow.
What else? I give the check mark.
In
to
the
that.
Same vein.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, better season than Justin Herbert.
That's crazy talk. That's crazy talk. I know everybody likes kicking the Chargers when they're down, and nobody's more down than a team that was up 27-0 and lost a playoff game.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Exactly, Rich. No, I still need to see Justin Fields and see what this offense looks like and see it all play out, and I need to see him throw it. And you know, the 70-yard touchdowns are fun to watch and they're great for fantasy, but no. We're still, you and I, if we're doing that league again, it's a Burrow draft choice again for us.
We had him last year, and it worked out pretty good.
What else you got over there?
Last football one. Lamar Jackson says that the rushing is going to be really scaled back.
Yeah.
Really scaled back. He had about 110 rushes attempts last year. You know he's played in 70 games? I'm going to say less than 70 rush attempts. For Lamar Jackson.
I don't think that's an overreaction either. I can't wait to have John Harbaugh on tomorrow. As you know, we have identified the Ravens offense as one of the biggest mysteries going into next season, what it looks like. I would love to see that. And I'd love to see him wing it. Guy's got a cannon for an arm, and I'd love to see him wing it. I'd love to see Odell catch a ton of touchdowns. But fewer than 70 rushing attempts would be a significant lowering of his production there.
Maybe but about 40%.
I'd like to see that. I don't think that's an overreaction either. The other ones are more so.
A couple NBA real quick. Celtics Heat. We're going to have a game 7. We're going to have a game 7. It's going to be Monday in Boston. Game 7. I might have to go. I might be off work Tuesday. Heads up.
Great.
We stink.
What's
it's
next?
Over.
What's next? What's next?
Not even going to entertain?
I'm not entertaining that.
Also, it doesn't matter who wins that game 7 because the Nuggets winning the NBA title 5 games or less.
I think that is not an overreaction.
I agree.
Again, Mike Del Tufo seen Jokic play once. He's now an expert.
Yeah, I agree.
Mike's like, I agree.
I agree.
Why are you chiming in?
Because I went to the Laker game while you guys sat through 3.5 hours of of an Emmy Award. Just to, you guys lost on your own. We win together. You lose on your own. While I go hang out with some lady friend at a Laker game and show up an expert on Jokic.
Mike's watched more playoff basketball in person than we have. So.
Not an overreaction. Not an overreaction. I think that is entirely possible. More of an overreaction is Del Tufo claiming he's a Jokic expert now.
Mike, can you spell his full name? Nikola Jokic.
No, that can't do Nikola.
Try it.
Use a pen?
Can I use a pen?
Do what? There are no rules, Mike.
You want to phone a friend, too?
We just came up. You want Henry Winkler to come out from the green room?
Nikola.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
J-O-K-I.
J-O-K-I-A-I-A-C. I-A-C?
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, I saw that on the back of the jersey. Like,
yeah, the whole time watching the game.
A-I-C.
No. No. Oh, God, you were so close.
J-O-K-I-C.
J-O-K-I-C.
So close.
I-C.
I'm surprised he spelled Nikola right.
Yeah, me too. It was easy with the K. I knew that.
Shocked he got that.
I dated a Nikola years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
But it was a C, not a K.
And I drank a cola.
The RC cola.
RC cola.
The version
Diet
C,
RC cola.
That's how I knew them. The male version was K.
What?
Forget it.
Great moment.
I'm sorry.
This is why we get nominated, people.
This is,
you know, I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter if he gets nominated. Yeah. He'll just stay home.
This might be why we don't win.
He'll stay home.
You have a guest moment.
Hey, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure just to
be nominated. Mike, you did stuff.
Exactly. I did stuff.
You did stuff.
Did you win an Emmy, though? You won an Emmy,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he did win one, by the way, Rich.
Tech Team Studio for the World Cup, which is actually a first World Cup one for me. I'm actually excited. Congrats.
This is all great.
Congrats.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.